This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Thursday, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced industry-wide first quarter billing was up 16.1% to $5.3 billion. That's an all-time high for the first quarter. Total shipments, however, were down by 7.5%, and that includes a 28% slump in deliveries of piston aircraft. Gamma Chairman Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design said bonus depreciation, which was made part of the U.S. economic stimulus package in February, is generating new sales within the piston segment and should result in better piston numbers as 2008 goes on. A pre-existing electrical problem may have contributed to the July 2007 fatal crash of a Cessna 310R near Sanford, Florida. The National Transportation Safety Board's report was cited by Orlando's WESH-TV, which reports the aircraft's onboard weather radar failed on a flight the day before the July 10th accident, accompanied by the smell of burning electrical components. That smell disappeared when the pilot turned off the inoperative radar, according to a maintenance log found in the wreckage. The following morning, the pilot of the accident flight was told about that problem and replied he didn't care about the radar because the short trip from Daytona Beach to Lakeland, Florida was going to be conducted under VFR. As ANN reported, the 310, which was operated by NASCAR, came down in a neighborhood 2 miles north of Orlando-Sanford International Airport within minutes after one of the two pilots on board declared an emergency due to smoke in the cockpit. 5 people died, including Dr. Bill Kennedy, the husband of NASCAR official Lisa France Kennedy, and Michael Clem, a senior captain with NASCAR Aviation. The impact also killed 2 adults and a small child on the ground and injured 3 others. The NTSB's probable cause report on a mid-air collision near Cincinnati last year settles the matter as far as the federal investigation, but hasn't slowed the lawyers down. The board says the collision between a Cessna 172 and a Beech B-35B Bonanza happened in clear weather with 10-mile visibility near Cincinnati's Blue Ash Airport last May. The Cessna was in a climb following departure. The Bonanza was returning after being denied VFR flight following on a trip to Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. 31-year-old David West Jr. and 65-year-old Edward Hitchens were aboard the Cessna. 64-year-old Niels Harpso was aboard the Bonanza. All of them died. The board ruled the pilots both simply failed to see and avoid each other. So what is there to file a lawsuit over? Well, David West's mother, Marcy, has filed a wrongful death suit against Harpso's estate, claiming Harpso's third-class medical was expired at the time of the accident. Donna Harpso says doctors will testify that her late husband was healthy at the time of the accident flight. An identical lawsuit has been filed by the estate of Edward Hitchens. In both suits, the city of Cincinnati is also listed as a defendant under the claim that it shares responsibility because of a city municipal code that states pilots based at the airport must have valid paperwork. This thing is a long way from being resolved. Pre-trial for the case is set to begin in September 2009 in the Hamilton County Common Pleas Courtroom. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB rules on Jim LaRoy's fatal airshow crash last year. Data recovery yields files from a hard drive aboard the shuttle Columbia. And Russia is complaining about NATO intercepts. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about common misconceptions regarding the use of flaps. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.